I've got goosebumps.
I knew you were going to go with that. Thanks very much. I'm glad you helped move it along. But we are joined, glad to be joined this morning by R.L. Stine, the creator, author of Goosebumps, the best-selling children's series of all time. It's celebrating its 25th anniversary. There's a lot of people out there thinking, really? I'm that old now, I suppose. But R.L. joins us. Good morning.
Well, good morning. 25 years. Who would be crazy enough to write 25 years of this stuff?
Right.
Can you believe it?
I don't know. Are you happy with the Goosebumps title? How did that come out to begin?
Where did the title come from?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, believe me, I've been trying to find one as good for the past 20 years. I haven't been able to think of another one. Yeah, Goosebumps turned out to be one. And I'll tell you something, because we changed the language. You know, before the book series, Goosebumps were two words. It was always two words. And now whenever you see Goosebumps in print, one word.
Now, how does
Goosebumps, I'm proud of that. I changed English.
How does Goosebumps translate into other languages, other countries? Does it work?
In France it's called chair de poule, chicken skin. Right?
Yeah, I got
in
that.
In Italy it's called piccoli brividi, little shivers. That's kind of nice, isn't it?
I like that one.
I found the name in TV Guide. I was trying to find the name of a series. And in the old days, TV Guide had all the TV listings in the middle, everything that was on TV that night. And I'm paging through it, and there was a little ad on the bottom of the page. It said, "It's Goosebumps Week on Channel 11." And I just stared at it. There it was. And that's actually where the name came from.
Wow, that must have been a lot of their different type horror movies or something they may be.
Yeah, right. They were showing scary movies.
Absolutely. Well, you've scared a lot of kids through the years, but not too much. How do you know where the line is when you're writing something
like
this?
Yeah, not too much. I think this is why kids like Goosebumps. They know they're not going to go too far. And I throw in, whenever I think something's getting too intense or too scary, I throw in something funny. So there's a lot of humor in Goosebumps as well. And the other thing is, one, no one ever dies in Goosebumps. And two, they all have happy endings. All of them.
Yes.
Well, kids really demand it.
Well, someone's having a happy birthday, or should I say slappy birthday. This is one of the new ones, the Slappy World series. I've got two of them in my hands. One is Slappy Birthday to You, and the other one is Attack of the Jack.
That one just came out this week. That's a new one. That's about a haunted jack-in-the-box.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, Slappy was so popular in the Goosebumps movie that we decided that that's what we would do for our anniversary. We'd do a series called Goosebumps Slappy World. And so I'm going to write a whole bunch of those.
Why do we find a ventriloquist dummy so creepy?
Why? Tell me. I don't know. I don't know. So far, I've written 11 Slappy books. You know, the dummy comes to life. Right. The kids don't know it. Right. Then they do know it. I don't know. I don't know why dummies are scary. You know what I think it is? I think, you know, kids all have to hold things in all the time. We can't ever really say what we're thinking. We have to hold it in, hold ourselves in, kids especially. And Slappy just is horrible to people and rude and just says everything. And I think it's scary because they know he's out of control. And I'm being very serious here.
Right.
And I think that's why people are scared of ventriloquist dummies.
Yes.
Because they're total id.
Well, they've got that new Spectrum TV ad that we have running around here, you know, and there's a table full of ghouls and werewolves and mummies and mad scientists, and they're all looking at the dummy at the table. They're playing cards, and they're even a little creeped out by the ventriloquist dummy.
I know.
I'm concerned, though. You have
I know. And, you know, there have been dozens of ventriloquist dummies in books and in movies and that. People are scared of them. It's weird.
Right. Goes back to the Twilight Zone episode, and then also the one with the movie Magic with Anthony Hopkins, where he says the ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, even further, there was a 1947 British film called Dead of Night that has a story. It's the first time I ever saw the story of a ventriloquist whose dummy takes over his life, comes to life. That's the earliest one I know of.
I'm concerned, though, because on your website you have about a new cover that's been revealed for a new one, and it's called I Am Slappy's Evil Twin. How is that?
Right.
How is that possible? Usually when there's an evil twin, there's, you know, the good one. I don't...
Well, I'm not giving it away. Well, maybe there is a good one. There might be a good one.
You enjoy, you mentioned about humor. You kind of got your start sort of writing humor. I mean, and you kind of twisted that. Do you see this? Is it humor and being scared sort of sometimes the same side of the coin?
Don't you think? I think they are. I think they're very closely related, humor and horror. When I go to a horror movie, it always makes me laugh. I never get scared. I always laugh at horror. But, you know, if you sneak up on someone and you go, boo, really loud, they gasp first, right? And then they laugh. It's that same visceral reaction.
Right.
I think it's very close. And that's why I put a lot of humor in. I just think these books are funny.
I see, too.
I was a joke. You know, I wrote 100 joke books for kids. Hmm. I did a humor magazine. I never really planned to be scary. I always just wanted to be funny.
I see, too, that you're working with Mark Brown on something new. Tell us about that.
Mark and I are having a great time. I have a grandson now, a 3-year-old grandson, so I'm doing picture books. And Mark and I are doing some picture books together, and we'd have one called Mary McScary, about a little girl who just wants to be scary. And he's done some amazing art. It doesn't look like Arthur at all, his art for this book. And she's just a very scary little girl. That comes out the end of August. So we're having fun together.
And we know some about Mark as well, having attended the Cleveland Institute of Art not too far from our studios.
Yes, he did. Yes, right.
We're talking today with Arnold.
You know, I'm from Columbus.
Oh, H.
Did you know that? I went to Ohio State.
As if, I went looking at here. They gave me a list that said here, do kids come to your house for Halloween? What do they give out?
Yeah. they gave you that question?
Yes, they gave me that question.
Oh, so, that's a boring
question.
Yeah,
I know it is.
I'm sorry. No.
That's okay.
We always, you know, I have a skeleton I drag out. I have a 3-foot-long cockroach that I bring out for Halloween. And then we give away candy and we give away books.
Wow.
So it's a nice thing.
Well, it's 25 years for Goosebumps. Who's responsible for these vibrant, bright colors? They almost jump off the shelves.
Aren't they great? They're great. I love the covers. I'm just so happy. A guy named Tim Jacobus did the first 62 covers. He did 62 paintings in a row. And I thought those were wonderful. The covers are always scarier than the books.
Well, the cover leads them into the books, and it sort of sets it up. However, sometimes your imagination, you don't want to be tainted by a picture of something. You want to leave it to the child to come up with
their
own.
That's very smart. You know, that's why we don't illustrate the books at all. We never have illustrations, because it's got to take place right in your own head.
You've written so many of these. What's the process for you as far as the length of time? Do you sit down and get it out over a weekend, a week? Or do you start several of them?
I work about 6 days a week, and I write 10 pages a day. It's like factory work. Ah. I do my 10 pages, and then I quit. And the thing is I do a complete outline of every book before I write it, complete chapter-by-chapter outline. So when I sit down to write the book, I know everything that's going to happen in the book. I've done all the hard part, and then I can write really fast. So a Goosebumps book takes 2 or 3 weeks.
Again, we're talking with R.L. Stein. I see that also they're planning a second movie, and I understand Jack Black will be back as R.L. Stein.
Nice. Yes, I know. I've been hearing all these rumors about a second movie. That would be great. Jack and I are like twins, don't you think?
I think so, too.
He was a good sinister version of me. I got so lucky with the first Goosebumps movie. I thought it was really good.
Yep.
You never know.
That's right. You never know how something's going to translate. Some, as they would say, sometimes I like the book better, but it just brings a whole other audience to come through.
Right. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So we're aiming for a year from this September for the release of the second movie.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. And the 25 years you've put in so far with Goosebumps, we wish you many more years. And again, you can go to rlstein.com or visit scholastic.com/goosebumps to find out more. Thanks for your time this morning, R.L.
Oh, thanks, Bruce. Thanks very much. Enjoyed talking with you.
Thanks. R.L. Stein this morning, the creator of Goosebumps here, Craig, as well. How about that? I like that.
I can't believe it. Yes, well, I can't believe we talked to the man.
We got to talk to the Senator Sherrod Brown coming up next.
The other man.
That's right. Hold on.